you doing, Phoenix? Scott Flinskas at militarymortgagetalk.com. I've got my three regulars with me, Bethany, Jason, and Joe. Bethany, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Jason, how you doing, brother?
It's a good day to be a regular, Scotty.
Yep. And Joe?
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we were just talking before we started this segment. There is a militarymortgagetalk.com, which is us, T-A-L-K, that's what it ends with. But when I say, because I mumble a lot, even on the air,
you should hear me
in the person. In first person, you guys can't even understand what I'm saying. There is now a military mortgage shop, which we certainly don't want to give any love to. But they popped up out of nowhere. What do you think about that, Bethany?
I don't know.
Posers.
I don't believe in coincidence, fakey. No doubt.
All right, so couple things. One of them, you know, is of course, I mean, we would not be human beings if we didn't talk about the Super Bowl coming to Glendale a week from Sunday. And, you know, one of my favorite teams, part of my problem in life is I'm always voting for the underdog. I just can't seem to get away with it. And somehow the Seattle Seahawks, before they went on their run, kind of became favorites of mine. I've always liked them from back in the day, but now I am a big fan and was last year. But the biggest player, well, actually, there's two major players for the Seahawks that I absolutely love. Sherman and Russell Wilson.
Completely opposite from a personality perspective, wouldn't you say, Scotty?
And, you know, and thank you for identifying that. I want to talk about Russell Wilson. So, you know, he was born on November 29th, 1988, just a baby. Born in Cincy, but he grew up in Richmond, Virginia, which is really interesting because we had our first show in Richmond last weekend, and that was awesome. He was selected by the Seattle Seahawks, the 12th pick of the third round.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 75th overall. And four-year college guy, he signed a pretty big contract with the Seahawks, $3 million. I think at the end of this year his contract is over. And I want to talk about why I can identify with him so much. Russell Wilson is a pretty small guy.
He is.
Probably 5'11", 6 foot for a football player. That's, I mean, just about pretty much a shrimp, isn't it?
I'm almost certain he's under 6 feet, and that was one of the reasons he had to go prove himself at junior college before he got picked up in the Big Ten at Wisconsin. So he was fighting the same battle back then.
I played in Wisconsin right next door, which we love to pick on as much as we can. But, you know, what I like about him is that Russell Wilson, no matter what happens in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday, he is a proven winner.
Absolutely.
He's the kind of guy that doesn't have one super strength, you know, his arm strength, all the other stuff, all the ancillary stuff, it just kind of adds up to whatever. But when you take them all together and you get the synergy of Russell Wilson, what do you get then? Let me tell you what you get. Money. A guy that knows how to win, a guy that knows how to perform, a guy that does not fracture under stress and under things that are just about impossible. I watched the fourth quarter and overtime three times last night. You know, they're down, I don't know, what was it, 19-7, 4 minutes left in the game. Russell Wilson tosses interception, over, right? I mean, have you seen a bigger comeback in an NFL championship?
I'm trying to figure out why he slid down when he intercepted that ball.
Okay, hang on a second now. I can't remember. His name, number's 21, and that is a Packer that you're talking about. But just the fact that so many people in life will allow themselves to get beaten down, and they start to believe the anti-hype. Now, there's all those that, you know, like the Sherman goes the other way. I love when we were playing San Francisco last year, and I forget the name of that receiver. He's like, he can't get away from me, and he was just being all rough. You got to love that part of it, too. But, you know, Russell Wilson, I think, personifies, you know, the American dream, and that is no matter what you do, if you just, you don't have to be the best at anything, but if you can pull it together and stay together, you can be a champion.
I think staying together and perseverance is a big message that comes from him. And you see that early in the game, he was 0-for-6, 2 interceptions. There was every reason to just throw your hands up in the air and give up. And I love, frankly, this is the commercials he's doing right now, which is about creating a dream and building a dream and following your dream. And so I think the message from start to finish is really consistent with his character, which is about putting your head down, going to work, and just being everything you can be. And I think that's why I look and I see a winner. That's all I see.
Well, it's because he believes. I mean, who was that? You see, A-Rod gets all that negative press because, you know, all season long, he's a performer. But when it's time to execute, not so good. So I think that there's a big difference between a performer like a Russell Wilson and then the guys just, you know, not saying better, worse. Well, no, I am saying Russell Wilson's way better.
Let's stay with better.
He is...
He's the first one to spread the credit to all the people around him.
That's right. At the end of the game, he's crying, and those were crocodile tears. Excuse me. Those were real. I mean, he is believing in everything he said. When he threw that 2-point conversion, which they ultimately ended up needing, and I think, was it Wilson who caught that, the tight end, the second string guy, caught that? I mean, I'm like, okay, this is destiny. They got it, right? Were you thinking that same thing, Jay, or what?
Absolutely. At that point, it was so overwhelming that I honestly couldn't believe. And I think that sports are such a microcosm of real life. As you watch something happen, you can't believe what's really happening, and it's exciting to see somebody, it's like watching an epic movie where the little guy gets beaten down, and then comes back, and you feel like it is destiny that good's going to overcome evil in the end.
Yeah, and I think that's fair to say as a Packer rival as a Packer with the here. Vikings. But, you know, I think that, you know, it just goes so much further than just the football analogies, metaphors. It just simply says if you stick to something and you believe that you can perform at a very high level, that it can be done. I mean, right, Joe?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, they really ground that out. It was really just an unbelievable comeback.
Yeah, and I'm a Seahawks guy, and I know there's a lot of Cardinals fans that hate the Seahawks, but I'm really just trying to, you know, identify with the point of, you know, never giving up, because that's really important. But they will be in, you know, it'll be really interesting to see who the Cardinals fans will be voting for, rooting for, maybe better said, a week from Sunday. Is it going to be the Patriots or the Seahawks?
Seahawks, I would say.
What do you think, Jay?
You know what? It's funny too, because when you think about who makes up the Phoenix, everybody's from. There's a big contingent from the Midwest there, but you have got your East Coast Goliath and Tom Brady, who's been there before. But it's tough to call the Seahawks the small guys anymore, because they're defending champs.
And what a bizarre! I mean, can you think of a defending champion that has that little boy, childlike, almost like, I can do it, I can do it, that little train thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Because look at the Dallas engine that could.
The Dallas in the 90s, where they were just going to take it, you know, no matter what you said. Speaking of Dallas, I spoke with my good friend Chris Michelle last week. We gave him a little love on the show last week. I went, I don't know, you think he's listening this week?
I got to believe that after getting a little love, you'd hope so.
You'd think so. You know, and Chris is, when I lived in Phoenix from 05 to 2010, Chris was a good friend of mine. I actually, my nickname for him was the Michael Jordan of Phoenix. And now that he hears us on the air, he's just not going to believe it. But he's just a good guy like that. And he runs Enzo Audio. You know, we don't have any agreements with him or anything, but I can tell you that if you are looking for audio, technical, TV stuff, I think he does a lot of bars and kind of sets up bars with big plasmas and their LEDs, whatever they are today. If you need that Enzo Audio with Chris Michelle, you won't go wrong. He's a good guy. He's kind of a kid. I mean, I guess he's probably not a kid. He's probably in his 30s. He's got a boy now. And
sounds like a kid to me.
You know, he is a kid, and, you know, he lives from Phoenix, and his girlfriend is from Apple Valley.
Apple Valley, Minnesota.
She is.
Outstanding.
Isn't that something? So enough of that, all that silliness. But yes, the Enzo Audio is a good place, and Chris Michelle's a good guy, and he's certainly got plenty of love for me on the air, because he did well by me when I was in Phoenix. Speaking of the Super Bowl, what do you think about all this renting your house out in Phoenix? The Seahawks had one more than 2 minutes later. I got a face on my Facebook feed. A buddy of mine, Matt Krause, who's actually in Phoenix, is listing his house or someone's house, $5,000 for a week. What do you think? Is that a good deal?
It is. I mean, the bottom line is that people are desperate to find, and that's part of how the you know, getting something mm-hmm. like a Super Bowl can boost the whole local economy, and people have a chance to take advantage of that renting out their house. But it I would recommend being cautious. As an insurance guy, I think that's the number one reason to stop and think about doing it, is to double check with your insurance provider and making sure that you are covered in something that, not in case your stuff gets broken, but there's huge liability concerns that comes with letting other people come into your house, especially Super Bowl time when a few alcoholic beverages may be consumed.
No.
Questionable decisions may be made.
Not in Phoenix. Okay, so that, you know, Jason Hadoba is, of course, with Anderson Insurance Agency, and so he knows a little bit about insurance. So you've got a guy, you live in, you live in Ahwatukee, and you're going to rent out your 4-bedroom house with a big pool mm-hmm. from a couple of drunkards up in, let's say Des Moines, Iowa, they come down. What do they have to worry about when you're renting your house? What's the biggest concern if you do have someone that's going to rent it from the Midwest? What does a homeowner have to worry about in Phoenix?
The biggest concern is going to be personal injury that can come along with those questionable decisions. And some things, it doesn't matter whose fault it is, but and some policy providers will provide coverage for something like that. But the best is to make sure you make a phone call before you you open your doors to somebody else.
So if you rent out your house or maybe an extra house you have vacant, I don't know, and for 5 days, you need to get a hold of your insurance and find out if they cover what? Umbrella, what would they ask for?
There, you're just going to look for liability coverage. A lot of times, the policies will allow for one instance in the case of a Super Bowl, just like this.
Okay.
But those that don't, it's simple enough to ask to get supplemental coverage to make sure you are covered. It's CYA, cover your own, cover your tail coverage.
Okay. Then as Jason said, if you rent out your house in Phoenix, it may be a wise decision to get a hold of your insurance carrier and find out your level of protection.
Bottom line is you've worked so hard to get that house, you don't want to lose it over somebody else's bad decisions, guy.
Or get sued for it. We're going to be back for our second segment shortly right here on KFNX. Scott Falinskas, Military Mortgage Talk. How you doing, Phoenix? Scott Falinskas here, coming back for our second segment for the Phoenix Drive Home on KFNX. A couple things we're going to get into: number of home sales, some value stuff, some real estate stuff. But if you need to reach us, you would do so by going to militarymortgagetalk.com, T-L-A-K, Military Mortgage Talk. On there, we have our mortgage rates, programs, information. If anyone who has been watching the television or the radio the past couple of weeks has heard that mortgage rates have taken a major dip, which is exactly true. So if you want to find out some information about how you would refinance or buy a new home, but really for refinance because rates are low, we, of course, are the VA home loan experts. We do have conventional loans too. Jason, did you know we have conventional loans along with VA home loans?
I did, actually didn't know that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, I think he might have.
I know. It's true. I don't pay attention to details. You know me.
So what we got here is, you know, if you are in an FHA loan, which we like to toss against the wall as much as we can, but if you're in one and a civilian or a veteran, we'd love to hear from you too. But we have got a product that's called an FHA Streamline Refinance. It's really neat. A lot of times you do not, if you're in an FHA loan and you're just keeping the term the same, you can just do a refinance without an appraisal. So there's lots of neat things we have. And certainly I wanted to, my boss reached out to me yesterday and said, hey, why don't we talk to the civilians too? And I said, all right, I'll give it like 65 seconds. So if you're in a conventional loan, we have awesome rates with conventional too, FHA Streamline. Go to militarymortgagetalk.com, T-L-A-K, Military Mortgage Talk, and you will find information about us. Easy access. And folks, I'm talking easy access to rates and programs. Right when you go on the page, on the right, we've changed the page around a little bit last week. You will clearly see where to link, how to apply. If you just want to find out rates, conventional, we got it. VA, we got it. Very simple. USDA, it's all on there. It's simple to find, and that's one of the reasons that I started the show was the lack of awareness, the lack of ability for people to be able to find quick interest rates on things that pertain to them. We started out to serve the veteran, which is what we will always remain, but we do have really good rates for civilians too on conventional loans.
Important to point out that in order to get those rates, you don't have to sit and fill out a bunch of forms and give us all your personal information. You have any questions, feel free to contact us, or if there's anything that you want that's not on the website.
And if you want to have a conversation with a real person,
right,
somebody you can trust, Scotty, I know you put together, that's the whole idea of the network, is to get people on there that you can know, like, and trust. As part of the community.
That's exactly right. And, you know, as part of that, I think a lot of people get confused with the whole network piece, but at the end of the day, we are here to facilitate mortgages, maybe for veterans or civilians or spouses of veterans. We have a system that works for all of them. And you're right about that, Jay. All you have to do is you can just call or email me or just find it right on the site and quickly find out what the interest rate would be, what the APR will be. Nothing to it. You don't have to fill out some long contact form. All this stuff get transferred around. You just want to call and say, what's the rate today? I'll tell you, you can hang up on me.
And I tell you, I have before, so it's okay. He'll still come back. It's okay.
That's not true, because I hang up on everyone. Who hangs up faster than me? Come on, Joe. Does anyone hang up faster than me?
No, it's usually... But
my wife is used to it. I told her years ago, I'm like, look, hon, when we are done with the conversation, you know, I could be, okay, but bye, okay, bye. No, I say, I got to go, and she goes, bye, and I click, click.
See, I'm a fan of the Midwest goodbye. It takes me 20 minutes just to say goodbye to somebody, so not I always me. Get hung upon.
Oh, I know. When I was testing our phone software this morning, I got a chance to hear it, because I was saying, oh, how you doing? Click. Just kidding. Just kidding, honey. So that is that. So that's an easy way to access us. You know, once again, themilitarymortgagetalk.com. I've been fighting with the urge to start talking about a phone number. I hope it passes. If it doesn't, I'm going to start talking about a telephone number. Somebody hurry up and hit me in the head quick, because that is just too much. Who wants to go on to a radio show and hear 995555?
I don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear you say it.
Maybe so not that version anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that, and that's what your radio is about. How many times you hear how many times you hear like a 30-second commercial or a minute commercial, and you hear like the phone number 5 times or 10 times?
Right.
555-1212. That's, of course, the teller, the...
This is a niner, right.
The Hollywood number, you know, 555-1212. I mean, isn't that what it always is, or just 555?
And we do talk a little bit about numbers, but the bottom line is when we talk about numbers, it's usually about what's going on in the markets.
Yeah. So once again, that's how you would reach us. And let's give you some information about the Phoenix market. I have a little bit of info. I saw it on the internet, so this must be true.
It must be.
In the past 5 years now, since January of 2011, Phoenix has gone up 67%. Bethany, do you believe that?
You know, I do believe it. For the last 5 years, absolutely. Because 5 years ago, we were in 2010, and the real estate market was not very healthy at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I mean, in Phoenix, of course, went through such an amazing explosion both ways. A 67% just as, I mean, that is just, and that's just a general number, correct? That was just a truly a number, just boom, 67% as a whole. So you got to think some markets have just probably doubled, 100%, I would bet.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all going to depend on the neighborhood, the market, you know, the type of properties that are in that neighborhood. So we were talking earlier about depending on the size of the home and bedrooms, you know, what people can expect.
Yeah, what is the average price per bedroom in Phoenix?
Yeah, so house. Looking at, you know, typically people have, I would say, a 3-bedroom home. So ending in the week of January 7th, the average home price for a 3-bedroom home was $256,000, actually closer to $257,000, which was a little bit of a decline compared to what they saw in December. However, I actually think that that might be higher than some of the areas here in Minneapolis.
Well, that's a pretty small number. So you got on a 1-bedroom, the average sale price in Phoenix on a 1-bedroom is $121,000 and change. A 2-bedroom, $196,000 and change. Mm-hmm. 3-bedroom, $256,000 plus. And then a 4-bedroom, that is a pretty big jump. So according to this, the average price of a 4-bedroom home in Phoenix is $405,000.
Right.
That's a pretty big number.
That is a big number.
It's a $150,000 bedroom.
That is a $150,000 bedroom. I hope that has a master suite attached to it.
It better have an ensuite, right?
Speaking of the dynamite master bedroom, didn't John McCain's old house just go up for sale?
It did.
How much was it up for?
It's currently for $2.99 million.
So it is now. He doesn't.
I said that wrong. I'm sorry. 2.75.
Ah, discounted.
I know.
They bring that down. And keep it on. That's more than 4 bedrooms.
We were going to say 2.9 million, but at Military Mortgage Talk, we dropped that down to 2.75 on his current listing.
Just for our listeners.
That's correct. In Phoenix. So you can buy the old house John McCain had in Phoenix for 2.75 million. Somebody tell me some details about this mansion.
Well, more than 3 or 4 bedrooms, if I'm not mistaken.
13 bedrooms.
Huh. 13 bedroom. How many square feet?
It is 14,000 square feet, which puts it 14,400, because we're all about accuracy on the show. And
thank you.
Now, does that include the 2 guest homes on the property? Do we know that as well? Because I don't want to be staying in that little 13-bedroom home with you if I'm coming to visit.
So it is located right in a good spot in Phoenix, right by the Biltmore.
It could be mistaken for the Biltmore. Look at the size of this place.
You know, I think it could. I mean, Bethany was showing us some pictures of the casita is what they would refer to that in the valley. The casita is very nice. It's got a lap pool, heated garage, high-tech security system. I mean, that their security system, I'm just going to say it, I think there's at least a small chance that their security system can tell you what you're going to do tomorrow.
Do you need a heated garage in Phoenix?
Well, did they get the security system?
Right.
I mean, oh, my God. I'm talking about a telepathic security system, and Bethany's talking about a heated garage in Phoenix.
I'm so stuck on the fact that they're in Phoenix and they have a heated garage.
Probably a temp. It's probably cooled in the summer as well.
I'd want an air-conditioned garage.
I think you can get that for that's interesting. What they've got here.
It's only got 3 acres, so I don't know where they fit everything, but it certainly has a gorgeous pool. And you know what, folks, on this drive home, we're telling you right now on Military Mortgage Talk that you too can be the proud owner of this home for $2.75 million.
And I wonder if this, and we were talking about Super Bowl rentals in the last segment, I wonder if this one's up for the Phoenix Open or for the Super Bowl. Imagine you just stay there for a week.
I would guess.
Test the place out?
That'd be nice.
Not while it's up for sale.
What would be really neat is if we had Patton Gade, who is our Military Mortgage Talk asset in Phoenix, right on 24th and Camelback, actually right next to the Biltmore. So our Phoenix location is less than a mile from this house.
He could probably tell you what a $2.75 million mortgage would cost each month, too.
You know what? He sure could. And you know what? You could use your VA home loan to buy this house.
Joe,
yes, you could.
What would the down payment be if you used the VA loan?
Well, now it depends on what
the house
appraised
for. Depends on the appraised value. Because if the house appraises for more, of course, in a VA loan, you get to use that.
That's right, folks. So what Joe is saying is I'm going to grab my calculator and I'm going to calculate this out because this is a good one. Well, if that house appraised for $3.6 million, okay, and you're a veteran and you can afford the house, so you've got a good job, or a lot of money, whatever it is. Right. Certainly, veterans have that. But if it appraises for 3.6, then you would be able to get a
zero down VA loan.
Man,
boom. And it is Scott Valenskis back for a third segment at MilitaryMortgageTalk.com. I've got Joe, Jason, and Bethany. They're all still with me. And guess what I want to talk about in this segment?
I can't even begin to guess. I wasn't paying attention during our production meeting. So awesome.
We might have to make some moves with that, but I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. We'll talk about Mr. Patton Gade. He is on the phone. He's waiting for us. Now, Patton is a proud West Point grad. He is a big part of BBMC Mortgage right there in 24th and Camelback, which is, you know, our parent company, BBMC Mortgage. Awesome guy. Let's see what he has to say. Patton, are you with us?
I can hear you just fine, Scott.
Hey, Patton. It's Scott Valenskis from Military Mortgage Talk. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing really good. I wanted to get you, you know, we've been talking about you on the show and just wanted to certainly get it so that people in Phoenix can hear your voice and maybe get a little backdrop on you and kind of what makes Patton. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, Patton Gade?
That's correct.
Okay. And then as far as I can tell, it looks like you've got a pretty big similarity with my boss, Todd Jones, who is the president of the BBMC Mortgage Division. He was a West Point grad. So I'm hearing that you are too, correct?
That is correct. Todd and I actually graduated in the same class.
Oh, you're kidding. What a coincidence. Well, Patton, tell me, why did you decide to go to West Point?
Well, Scott, I was raised in a family. We have a lot of military folks in our family, and my parents raised me from a young age to that men should serve their country and sure. give back to this country that's given so much to us. And so that was just part of my upbringing, and I grew up with, you know, reading books about World War II heroes and things like that, and it was really something that I just felt a calling to serve our country, and West Point seemed like a great place to go. And it turned out to be just a fantastic decision for me.
Sure. Okay. And so you actually graduated with Todd Jones. So tell me about that. So now have you guys stayed in close touch or while you're with BBMC Mortgage, or at least one of the many reasons, I presume, correct?
Well, that's one of the reasons. And really, Todd and I didn't know each other at West Point. We actually connected about 6 years ago. One of our classmates was actually killed in a suicide bombing over Memorial Day. In Iraq, and Todd and I both went to that funeral, and we were both friends with this man, and you know, he gave his life for our country, and Todd and I connected there and got to know each other, and really, you know, started off our friendship at that point, and we've stayed connected over the last 6 years. He's in Chicago and I'm here in Phoenix, but we stayed in touch and connected at the Army Navy game a few times, and that's kind of where it grew from. And then, you know, Todd started talking to me about mortgages a while ago, and it was something that interested me. I have a very strong math background, and so that was something that very much interested me, and it's turned out to be a great fit for me.
Well, and we're certainly happy to have you, and we're certainly happy to have you on the program as well. And now you are located, so in Phoenix, which, you know, as I've shared with you, I've spent some time there. You are located right off of 24th and Camelback, and that's pretty close to the Biltmore, isn't it?
That's correct. It's kind of catty-corner to the Biltmore.
Okay. Well, you know, we would call that in Minnesota kitty corner, but that must be a North Dakota term, catty corner.
Yeah, catty corner is North Dakota, I guess.
Yeah, and then, no, that's right, though. You're from North Dakota, right?
I did. I grew up pretty much my whole life up through high school in North Dakota, and then after I left the Army back in 2002, I moved back to Fargo, North Dakota, and spent a couple years there.
Well, yeah. No, that's, you know, once again, we're just really happy to have you on here and happy to have a professional mortgage consultant, you know, as a military mortgage talk asset in Phoenix. You and I just met about a month or two ago, and we were talking about how VA purchase is just a huge part of the market moving forward and millennials. And tell me about what your outlook is and, you know, how you feel about doing a VA home purchase, a zero down purchase, as we always talk about, for the veterans in Phoenix. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my background. When I was active duty in the military, you know, I moved around, you know, four, five, six times and bought several houses. And every time I went to buy a house, the realtor, you know, I inquired about a VA mortgage, and at that time I really didn't know much about it. And they always discouraged me. They said, no, that's not a good deal. You don't want to do that. You know, whether it's the funding fee or, wow, or whatever it was, or it was just too hard for them to do, it seemed like, and they were afraid it was going to fall apart and things like that. And so I never did take advantage of my VA loan when I was in the military.
So how do the people in Phoenix, how would they reach you? Website, email, what's the best point of contact for you?
The best way to get in touch with me is my direct phone line to my desk is 480-481-2890. Okay. I'm on the phone a lot, so if I don't pick up the phone, leave a message for me. My cell phone is also on the voicemail, so just feel free to call that if you want, and we can start the process there. It's a really an easy process, a pretty seamless process, as long as you know what the rules are and how to follow them.
Really excited to have you as, you know, part of the Military Mortgage Talk crew in Phoenix. And if you're looking to get a hold of Patton, you can certainly call him on his cell phone, which is listed at militarymortgagetalk.com. Page down, I'll put him right front and center. Patton Gade, he is our mortgage consultant in Phoenix.
Thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate it.
Well, and folks, that was Patton Gade, who is a proud member of BBMC Mortgage. He is right there on 24th and Camelback, across from the Biltmore. And, you know, he is, as I'd mentioned earlier, and he talked about, he's a West Point grad.
He is a West Point grad, and that's not an uncommon thing with BBMC. Isn't Todd also a West Point grad?
That is correct. Todd Jones, who is my boss, who is the president of the mortgage division at BBMC, is a West Point graduate. Army captain. So there is a lot of history with West Point grad, and there is a lot of history with West Point and everything that we're doing here. You know, we're connected to West Point in a lot of ways.
And it explains the passion they've had for, again, for taking care of veterans and VA loans.
You know, and that's a good segue into what I was talking about why I started the show, is that I want to be able to give back and create a clear path for veterans to find home ownership. And now, because rates are so awesome, to refinance and not get the runaround and not get passed around. And Todd, who knew what I was doing here in the Midwest, reached out to me and said, hey, we want to talk to you about bringing Military Mortgage Talk into BBMC Mortgage. And the rest is history, as they would say.
Indeed, it is. And we celebrate the people that involve. Bethany was talking about a subject about not just the people that served in the military, but there's also something, another breed.
Yes, good point. What is that? What were you talking about before the show, Bethany?
Well, there is, on Fox News, they featured a commercial that recently won an award. I'm not sure what award specifically they won. However, the organization is called Canines for Warriors.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah, it's super cool. So caninesforwarriors.org will post some of their info I'm sure on some of our social media sites or website. And they have found that animals, well, these dogs specifically, are able to help our soldiers that come home with PTSD just from feeling anxious and different things. And there's just some really cool testimonials about how these dogs have helped them reengage with their family and different people in their life, because the dog can sense when they're starting to have an anxiety attack or things like that. And, you know, we'll lean into them or put their paw in their leg or whatever it is. So it's cool to see our veterans being taken care of like that.
So these guys come back from war, and then this organization, what's the exact name of the organization?
Canines for Warriors.
Canines for Warriors. We are definitely putting a link on militarymortgagetalk.com about them, because that is a neat service. I saw a small piece about that on Saturday, where a special forces guy had come back from Afghanistan, had some issues, was on like 20 or 30 different medications, and then went to Florida, I think it was, for 3 weeks, and got trained on how to have a service dog, for lack of a better word, because it pretty much is. They're, you know, not in service with you know, in terms of being overseas and at war, but in helping our veterans rest better.
Right, and it's, you know, for injured warriors, obviously, and also for, you know, people that maybe don't have exterior injuries but suffer from, you know, other things that you can't see with your eyes. And so it's pretty cool. The commercial is very powerful. So hopefully we can figure out a way to share that with our listeners as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you hear a lot about that in the news these days, about how service dogs are being used to help get our soldiers through that.
I mean, they can help, right? I mean, it's better to have a service dog than pop a Vicodin, isn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I hope that's a longer term, Bob.
Hey, you know what? You know what? A lot of these soldiers are coming back and they say, guess what, veteran? We're too busy. So here's a pack of Vicodin. And that's the type of BS that I'm talking about, because it does come back and they say, "School, come back in 2 weeks and we'll talk to you later." Now this, what Bethany is talking about, is a long-term way to help a soldier get healthy emotionally. And if there's anyone who understands what it's like to be damaged within and look normal, it's me. Not that I'm a normal looking person, but I can tell you from my head injury, it's okay. You can laugh at that.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh as you're talking about your head injury, but it was humorous.
It was good stuff. And okay, so, you know, you can't always see. So that's why, you know, when I started the show, it's, my family always keeps waiting for the September 2006 guy to show up. I think every Christmas my family's still waiting for that guy. Well, guess what, folks? You know, after 3 skull fractures and, you know, being in the hospital for a month and having to relearn a bunch of stuff, it's pretty tough. That guy's gone. So a lot of these guys come back from overseas stuff, war, what have you, deployments, and they're not the same. They look the same, but they are legitimately not the same. There's something in there that's broken that needs to be fixed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And these service dogs are a great way to do it, so we're certainly going to. Matter of fact, I'd love to reach out to them and see if we can't get them on the show. Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely. I really love at the end of the commercial that they had, it says, "We not only help people who can't see, but also those that have seen too much."
Oh boy, did you hear that,
that's,
Jay?
That's deep. And if you the listeners are out there and you see some other organization doing some great things, reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to hear what else is going out there in the community.
And Joe, if somebody wanted to communicate with us and talk about, you know, reach out to us about refinancing their VA home or get out of that FHA loan into a VA home loan, how would they do that?
You can find us at militarymortgagetalk.com.
That's right. You'll find all kinds of information about me, Joe, Jason, Bethany. Might even put something there about Dennis.
And Dwayne.
And Dwayne. Same guy, right? Okay, well, that was a fantastic segment. We are looking forward to the next one. We'll be right back. And Scott Falinskas is coming back for our fourth and final segment on the Phoenix Drive Home here on KFNX.
Yeah, and Scott, you always go so fast. You skip over all the mortgage stuff. And
I was doing an intro.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Joe. Okay, so what were we going to talk about? Joe's just over here chomping, but he's going to throw a stapler at me. Don't do it.
Well, you know, rates have come down so much recently. I mean, they're just awesome.
You're all business, aren't you, Joe?
Oh, this is one of my favorite parts. Are they awesome or are they super
awesome? Super awesome. Yeah. I forgot about that.
He said super awesome. Okay. Yeah. Now what we can do is the four of us can sit around and pretend like we know exactly what's going to happen with rates. We can pretend like we know exactly why they're so low. We can talk about the price of oil and the fact that the North Pole is still covered with snow. But at the end of the day, mortgage rates are extremely low right now, aren't they?
They are. They're excellent. And one of the predictions, if you look around out there, everybody is saying mortgage rates are probably going to head north this year.
Yeah. What? Someone's actually saying that rates are going to go up next year?
Yeah, somebody said, yeah, just like last year.
Way to go down.
And the year before.
And the year before.
And the year before. And the year before. Okay, no, in all seriousness, folks, rates are low. We don't talk about rates exactly what they are, because then it goes into different governing bodies of, did you say the APR and what day was that rate out? And so we just try to stay away from what the exact rates are. But what I can tell you is, and Bethany's, you know, she's a realtor, but she is so familiar with BBMC mortgages admin fees. What are our admin fees?
Well, I'm gonna interrupt you again, Scott, and say while we veer away from that on the radio show, if you go to militarymortgagetalk.com, we don't veer away from that. It's all right there for you. You can look at it. Think, you know, that's important.
I feel like that was a worthwhile interruption, Joe.
Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate that. Okay. Yeah.
You know, mainly because he interrupted everybody else, not me.
Joe brings up a very good point, and that goes back to, and Bethany, we're going to come back to you on that, and that goes by to one of the reasons, I'm going to say that's cheesy, so go ahead and chuck that stapler at me, is the inability for veterans to find rates and fees and programs. Yeah, you can find some stuff, you know, some real nice websites about VA loan programs and what you can do and what you deserve and how great you've been. Guess what, folks? You're going to find all of that on militarymortgagetalk.com, but you're going to have one-click access, one click to rates, applications. You can go right on there and hit, what are the rates today? Click, and then you can go between conventional, USDA, FHA, VA. You can see exactly what your rate is, exactly what your APR is. No bogus. You do that when you go to militarymortgagetalk.com, and you're going to find that information. And that is one of the big reasons that I got in, because veterans are getting ripped off by getting tossed around and sent to different states and peoples and towns and getting a rate out. Go ahead and Google, folks, and you've heard this spiel before. Go ahead and Google VA home loan and look at the garbage on there. It's too much, and it's impossible to find out a rate. Well, that's not the case with us, because we have awesome rates. And Bethany, perfect segue. You know, you've given me a hard time about our admin fees, and we've struggled with this, but, you know, what are the admin fees at BBMC Mortgage?
Zero.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, I don't know.
Can it possibly be? She seems so sure of herself.
I was so sure.
Folks, that was a setup. Joe, what are the admin fees at BBMC Mortgage?
They are zero.
And how much Pat and Gade, he works hard. He's very dedicated. He's at 24th and Camelback. He is our BBMC Mortgage asset on the ground, the West Point grad. How much does he charge veterans for origination fees?
Zero.
Yeah, okay.
I know, so he's just giving it away.
He is giving it away, and our rates are awesome or?
Super awesome.
Went to the well one too many times. Sherman never does that. He keeps it real from start to finish. You see that first half of that game? What was his, were you watching what his QB rating was the first half?
Sherman?
Mm-hmm. I think it was, no, Sherman's always money. Wilson was zero.
He was zero, just like the admin rating fees at BBMC. Maybe he's endorsing us. We just don't know it.
So now what Jason was saying, folks, is maybe Russell Wilson purposefully got a QB rating of zero so he could personify the BBMC mortgage rates for admin fee are zero and for origination fee are zero, just like Russell Wilson the first half against the Packers.
The ends justify the means. He went through a lot just to prove a point, but I'm proud of him.
Well, I'd say he went through about 29 minutes. He actually might have got in a score the last, because I think he completed one or two passes at the end of the first half. But that goes to signify it doesn't matter how you start. It matters
how you finish.
Boom.
Boys. Let's go back to interest rates.
Okay, mortgage stuff. Fine.
Got a little carried away.
Well, because this is a big deal. So on a lot of the articles that we've been reading, you know, whether it's NPR or just on the news, they have all these great things to say about purchasing a home in 2015, mm-hmm. except that interest rates might hit 5%. And I think that's kind of funny because let's talk about what was the interest rate when you guys purchased your first home.
Well, that's a great question. The interest rate on my first home was 7.125.
Okay, Joe.
You know, high sixes, I believe, is where I was. Yeah.
We were actually really, really thrilled to get it at like 6.5. Under 7% was unbelievable when that happened.
Yeah, my parents have told me when they purchased their first home, I think rates are at like 15%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, not that low rates right now aren't something that people should take advantage of.
Well, and that's a very good point, Bethany, because I think that these low rates are something to take advantage of, because you, at this point now, when everyone talks about mortgage rates, they have to give a lot of disclaimers. But I can tell you that historically, obviously, rates are low, and that rates back in, I think, in the mid or in the early 80s were all of 18%, weren't they, Jay?
They were. I wasn't in a position to buy a home, but the same thing happened to my parents, where it was in the upper teens.
Yep, yep.
And it's just, you know, that's one thing you can't control, and it's one thing you should be able to take advantage of right now.
Yeah, and the rates that are out there right now are pretty close, if not exactly where they were about 2 years ago. Joe, maybe you might have a better memory of that, but this is pretty close to the, you know, the bottom that we've seen here in the past 5 years.
I would have to agree with that for sure, yeah. And, you know, to keep in mind, when the rates go up from a point like this, there's, and Bethany was referring to this, it's the perception. It's how it feels.
Joe, that is a really good point, because we all know that perception is reality. And, you know, rates right now, as low as they are, it's ridiculous. So if you are in a rate that you got, I don't know, even if it's 3 years old, I mean, if you're at 5% plus, you definitely need to make a call or shoot an email. I mean, even on some bigger house priced homes, I mean, really even 4.25, I mean, 4.5. I mean, we can do so much better than that these days. I don't know why you wouldn't be worth taking a look at. So once again, folks, if you're in an interest rate that you are not comfortable with, whether it's an FHA, a VA home loan, if you're a veteran, or a conventional loan, go to militarymortgagetalk.com with a T, militarymortgagetalk.com. We've got our rates. We've got program information. We've just got all kinds of stuff in there on there about mortgage. Patton Gade is our local guy. You're certainly welcome to reach out to him. He is on the militarymortgagetalk.com website, or reach directly out to myself or Joe. But yeah, it's a situation where rates like this aren't going to be like this low forever, and to sound cheesy, but it's just, you know, hey, it makes sense for a lot of people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, just like you said, perception is your reality. And so the truth is, I was making that point about the rates because there's really not a lot of bad press besides that about purchasing a home right now. Everything else is very positive. Rents are going up. A lot of people, millennials are the next, you know, largest age group since the baby boomers, and they're sick of living in mom's basement. And so with rates being the way they are, their monthly mortgage payment's going to be less than their rent.
And again, to find out exactly what that means in dollars and cents, we talk about rates and things like that, but to find out what that means in dollars and cents, what you can afford, what you might be qualified for, again, another reason to reach out to talk to somebody like Patton or Scott or Joe. So, Joe, where do they go to find out how to reach us?
You can reach us at militarymortgagetalk.com.
If you guys say one more thing about mortgage, real estate, or anything dry that's going to have people switch that knob, I am going to take that stapler out of Joe's hand. He's been threatening to throw it at me for 20 minutes. And throw it at Bethany.
Nobody wants that. Can I do... Okay, one more story that I saw. It's probably going to be getting some air because the PGA Tour is coming to the Phoenix area again.
Oh, no.
But it does have a military tie-in, too.
The tent. You mean the waste management Phoenix opener? I saw something on... What?
It's the loudest, craziest party of all, but I think this is probably going to get a lot of play locally. Robert Allenby, PGA Tour winner, multi-time winner. He's an Australian. Missed last week's cut and was drugged and briefly kidnapped and beaten and robbed in Honolulu. This is a story that's going to get a lot of local play.
True.
I know, it's a true story.
Okay, so, Jason, I'm just going to make this one point really quick,
okay,
because I'm very skeptical. What we know for sure is that he was drugged. Now, we don't know if they made him take those drugs, but we know he was drugged, right?
Correct. He was at a wine bar. We don't know if he volunteered for it. We know that it was, yeah. So they're piecing the parts here. But what we do know is at the end of it all, the man who helped him, the mysterious former military officer,
yes,
that's all he said, paid for his, he got him a taxi, he helped him away from, yes, a former veteran, helped him escape the guys who had beat him and dumped him out of the trunk of a car in a park, helped him get a taxi and paid for it, helped him back to his hotel where the police were able to put all the pieces together. So again, one more reason that there's just a higher level of integrity, a higher level of honesty. When we look at the military personnel, it makes me proud to be doing what we're doing.
So now what we have here, folks, is we have a veteran, a proud veteran, bailing out a professional golfer out of a terrible situation, doing so, not telling anyone.
Anonymously.
It wouldn't surprise me if that guy went home and told it, didn't even tell his wife. That's the kind of pride that we're talking about here. A guy do something like that, come home and just be like, huh, what's for dinner?
Right. It's just a regular day in the life of a military man or woman.
That's right.
Duty, honor, country, and family.
Duty, honor, country, and family.
Scotty, are you going to talk about American Sniper or what? I cannot wait to see this movie.
You know, I talked about it with my wife last night, and Bethany thought maybe we should do a militarymortgagetalk.com field trip.
Field
trip.
Yep.
I'm in.
We have not seen American Sniper, but from what I'm hearing and from what I've heard, it is going to be one of the best shows ever.
So the field trip is on. We're going to go see it. Scotty will bring everybody back next week to talk about it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Military Mortgage Talk.